Michio Tomioka, who is currently pursuing a doctoral degree in social welfare at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. She has been involved with the Hawaii Healthy Aging Partnership to effectively embed evidence-based programs such as Stanford's Chronic Disease Self-Management Program in community-based organizations, and has been serving as an evaluator for more than 7 years. During this time, she has also provided leadership to the Healthy Aging Partnership and its members through project dissemination, through publishing manuscripts, and speaking at local and national conferences such as this one. So please join me in welcoming her.
Thank you. I also would like to acknowledge my invisible co-presenter, Valeria Cook and Christine Wharton from Hawaii State Department of Health Diabetes Prevention and Control Program, and also Malita Compton from Kokua Kalihi Valley Comprehensive Family Services, which is a federally qualified health center, and Dr. Kathleen Brown from University of Hawaii. Okay, no relationship to disclose. And diabetes is in a top 10 leading cause of death, and this graph shows the prevalence of diabetes in Hawaii and the United States. As you can see in the graph, that prevalence of diabetes has been increasing in both Hawaii and also in the U.S. nationally. When we look at by the ethnic group, we see the prevalence of diabetes varies by ethnic group, and you can see all the minority groups have higher prevalence than the white group. This is from Hawaii data. So to help the people who have diabetes, we started our project. It's called Diabetes Self-Management Program Evaluation Pilot Project. And we targeted the person who's 18 and above years old with type 2 diabetes. And we offered Stanford Diabetes Self-Management Program. Sometimes we call it DSMP because it's a very long name. Then also, we served 101 participants over the 6 months with 8 workshops. And we also had a variety of measurements, like we wanted to measure a lot of things. And we had pre-post self-administered questionnaire to assess health behaviors. Then also we assessed the program satisfaction. At the last session of the workshop, we assessed whether they are satisfied with the DSMP. Then also we assessed the pre-post fasting blood sugar, A1C, and cholesterol level through the finger pricking. Also, we assessed the pre-post BMI and also the blood pressure. So this is a very nice picture from Hawaii. This is our team, and we really wanted to improve self-management behaviors and clinical measures among people with diabetes by providing the Stanford DSMP program. And I'm not sure many people are familiar with the Stanford program. Stanford Diabetes Self-Management Program is always led by 2 trained leaders. Sometimes the people who have chronic conditions, the peers can lead this workshop. And the workshop class is 2.5 hours and once a week for 6 weeks. During the workshop, they learn how to use problem solving, and they learn a lot of topics through the lecture. Then also at the end of the class, they learn how to make action plans. So they set the goal at the last class. Then they report back the next week how it went. And because it was evidence-based program, we couldn't make a lot of major changes. So we added the little spices in this implementation process to make it more culturally appropriate. So our community health center, Kokuakali Hibari, they spend a lot of effort to make it this program more culturally acceptable. The first step, they recruited participants. They used the flyer. They developed the flyer using the local pictures so they get familiar with the program in the beginning. And they posted this flyer at the community health center where people gather. The second step is they offered informational session. Some groups, they are not familiar with the concept of the self-management program, so we had to educate them what is the self-management program. Then also, the Kokuakali Hibari, they invited a doctor to educate the participants why self-management is important. Then also, they invited the workshop leaders, and they showed what kind of material they're going to use in the class, so participants were able to get familiar with the program. Then after that, they have a baseline data collection day, which is sometimes boring for the participants, but they enjoy. For the people who have problem with the English, I mean, they understand English, sometimes they have problem with writing it. The Kokuakali Hibari has a bilingual staff, so they help them to complete the questionnaire using their first language. Then also during the baseline data collection, they collected the finger blood, a finger pricking, and so that they could assess the A1C and the other measurement. After collecting the baseline data, they offer the DSMP workshop, which is a 6-week workshop. And because of the during the workshop, Stanford said you cannot do anything extra. So what the Kokuakali Hibari did was, sometimes people don't understand the technical terms, so that those people are talk to the leaders outside the class time to ask about what does it mean, fatigue. So the staff or the facilitator helped them to understand what it means outside the class time. And they also offer the food. Food is very key in Hawaii. So they offer the food at the end of the class so that participants are really encouraged to come back again. Then at the end of that, each workshop, they had a graduation ceremony. This is their favorite. They get the certificate, and then because of the certificate, it says graduated from the Stanford Diabetes Self-Management Program. So they feel like they graduated from the Stanford University. And then after that, after 6 months, they gather again to collect the 6 months data. So they share the success at the 6 months reunion. Also, they collect the other evaluation data. Here's our evaluation results. Most of the participants were Filipino, which reflect the Kokuakali Hibari's community. A lot of people are Filipino. Then also, those Filipino also have high prevalence of diabetes, so it was very good. We targeted a good group. Then the mean age was 73 years old, relatively older, and 87% of people were female, and 68% had English limitation. Although they were able to understand the concept of the diabetes self-management program because of the extra effort that the Kokuakali Hibari did. And because they're so happy with the program, and the completion rate for the program was 100%. They attended more than 4 sessions out of the 6 sessions. And we wanted to recruit the participants who have type 2 diabetes. So our our evaluation showed that 95% of the participants had diabetes type 2, and more than half of the people reported that they have high cholesterol and hypertension and arthritis. From the self-report questionnaire, we assessed the health behaviors. And after the 6 months, participants reported they spend more minutes per week for their strength exercise as well as the aerobic exercise. They also showed reduction in hyperglycemia and hypoglycemia symptoms after the 6 months. Then they also showed improved self-efficacy after the 6 months. And they also get familiar with the glucometer so that they are able to assess their blood sugar. They spend more days per week to check their blood sugar after the 6 months. And they also reported they communicate better with their healthcare providers. And also we assessed the healthcare utilization over the 6 months. We found fewer physician visits, also the emergency room visit and hospitalization. This is the clinical evaluation result. We saw the reduction in BMI and also the blood pressure. And we also found reduction in fasting blood glucose and total cholesterol and A1C over the 6 months. And before I go summary, I wanted to mention that it wasn't really easy to do whole things, and we faced a lot of challenges. Getting contract out was taking a lot of time and made us all the gray hair. And also, because of the population had language limitation, like me, I have language limitation, but they spend a lot of efforts to make it program more attractive, so we had a lot of challenges, but because of the buy-in from the Department of Health, University of Hawaii, and the Community Health Center, made this project really successful, and we are still collecting the 6 months follow-up data until January, so after January, we will complete this project. And, then I also forgot to mention about the fidelity. We offered 8 workshops throughout the 6 months. We assessed the fidelity. Outside evaluator visited 1 session out of the 6 sessions and then assessed the fidelity of the program. Because they made some of the minor changes, we wanted to make sure they offer it as Stanford intended. So we assessed the fidelity and they passed the medium score. That means they offered it with the high fidelity score. And the summary, DSMP improved health behaviors and clinical outcome among people with diabetes, and this collaborative partnership enabled collecting both clinical measures and then the self-reported health behaviors, and delivering one of the promising practice of diabetes self-management program was very effective for our participants. So that's all. Thank you.